All right, this is Enemy Combatant Radio coming at you on Pirate Cat 87.9 FM in San Francisco and also at enemycombatantradio.net. And we do the new show here every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. And today we're speaking with Renee from the California Coalition Against Poverty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Could you tell us a little bit about your group? Because I think it's a pretty new group, at least here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, we are inspired by the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, also known as OCAP. Some of our members were actually founding members of OCAP a few years ago. And we are a direct action, working class-based group of workers and poor people, and we believe in self-defense. We believe that in order to organize against abusive, unfair, and oppressive employers and landlords or slumlords, working people have to organize and fight back directly against them. So we believe that whenever people face problems, you know, like somebody's getting evicted or somebody's, let's say a worker, is not getting the money they should be getting, like, you know, there's cases where people are not being paid overtime or they are cutting their hours or that kind of thing. We believe in going to the source of the problem, which in this case is like the employers or the landlords or the city bureaucrats, you know, whatever it takes. We go to these persons and we just put pressure on them until they they decide to become reasonable and sit down, negotiate, and act like they should be acting in the first place. So we organize public campaigns and direct actions against basically city officials, you know, employers, that kind of thing. We have we are originally based in San Diego in Southern California. But now we just started here in the Bay Area. We're having our first case. Basically, what we do is we do casework. Mm-hmm. So we take cases in the community, right? Whenever somebody's facing a situation, they give us a call. And so we evaluate the case, and then we decide to get involved. And we help the people fight back. I mean, we're not really like a group of lawyers or anything. We're just like workers and regular people. And we fight people to do whatever it takes and to fight to win against oppressive capitalist people, right? So we have our first case against this slumlord in Oakland, California, in the East Bay. Her name is Ellen Rodin, and she's a total slumlord. She's locking out some of her tenants in this property in Berkeley, and she's refusing to give them back their deposit money. And when some of her tenants came to us, we just thought that was unfair and that shouldn't be taking place, that somebody was, you know, being completely oppressive and unfair and illegal. So we decided to take matters, you know, to take action against her. So what we did is that we did some research on this lady. Her name is Ellen Rodin. So we found out that she was a lawyer. Actually, she was a liberal lawyer. She's into civil rights and all that stuff. Hmm. And she has her office in downtown Oakland on 1611 Telegraph Avenue. So we approached her and said, you know what, we're the California Coalition Against Poverty, and we have decided to take this case, and we want to sit down with you and your tenants, and we want to, like, reach a fair, you know, settlement here. You know, you have to pay back the deposit and that kind of thing, right? So she has refused to do that, so we're organizing this public campaign against her. The first action that we did a couple of weeks ago was that we went to her office building and we flyered the entire building. We talked to all of her all the people who work in the same building, which are mostly nonprofits and lawyers, and we have the Jewish People for Peace there. We have the Renters Action Network. So there's a lot of lefty groups there. Mm-hmm. And they were very receptive to the information we were bringing, right? We were saying, you know, do you know that this Ellen Rodin, who occupies office number 1030, like here in this building, do you know that she's a slumlord? Do you know, like, all the things she's doing against her tenants? And they were very, very receptive, and we've been approached by two of her clients who are very, very concerned by her total lack of responsibility, and especially coming from a lawyer, right? So so that's pretty, and this Friday, we're going to organize this picket line in front of her office. Again, it's going to be on 1611 Telegraph Avenue in downtown Oakland at 4:15 o'clock. So that should be pretty interesting.
So now, has she responded to you guys already? Has she, sat down and talked with you or sent you a letter or anything like that?
Yes, she's been fairly condescending. The thing is, like, most of these lawyers and most of these, like, landlords, they're used to, they're not really used to, like, tenants, like, organizing and fighting back for their rights, right, defending their rights. So she's been totally denying, you know, any wrongdoings. She's been sending these letters, like, threatening us with charges of defamation and stuff. But, you know, the astonishing thing about landlords is that many times whenever they face direct action, whenever we start picketing their houses, because we do whatever it takes, you know, to make them act reasonable, right? So we research where they go to church. We research if they belong to any type of club, any type of organization. And we go them and we talk to, you know, the people they know, you know, so they know, you know, what kind of actions they're doing. So a lot of times they really don't know how to deal with this type of actions, you know. And in this case, she's been fairly condescending still. And actually, we just went today to her office, and we went all the way up to the 10th floor where she works, and she called security, and she didn't even come out of her office.
Wow.
So we just think that that's not really polite of her, you know, that we're just trying to talk to her. We're trying to settle this issue down, and she's refusing to talk to us. And just, like, she's just sending us letters saying that she didn't do anything wrong and that kind of thing. But we did some research, you know, when we took the case, and we found out that she has had a pattern of wrongdoings, of illegal actions against her tenants, and that's why we decided to help the tenants fight back, you know, to prevent any further damage and to try to get a compensation.
So how would you describe the history of using this tactic down in San Diego? Like, did you have a mixed record? Did you have a lot of successes, or what's the history?
Actually, yeah, I think we've been pretty lucky. I mean, we've been able to stop many evictions. We've been able to get many demands. I mean, actually, we never really lost a case. We only had a case where the person involved, this worker, didn't want to continue with the campaign. But I think it really talks about, like, people's power, you know, that when people decide to organize and fight together for a fair cause, they are very successful. And because people really get really inspired whenever they're taking action in their own lives, and they decide to, like, you know, do something about this system and try to fight back the system. And so they get really inspired, and that's really, like, a big motivation. And, for example, in San Diego, we picketed the house of the school superintendent for the district in San Diego. We also managed to stop, like I said before, several evictions. Also, we were working, and the thing is, like, once we work with the workers, we work with people, many times they end up joining CICAP, and that's how CICAP starts growing and growing. Like in San Diego, there's a branch still there, like, doing work, and we just here, we started in Oakland, so we're definitely looking for people who want to get involved. Another case that we had in San Diego was that in this building owned by a church, by a Presbyterian church, it was all, like, low-income housing for elderly people, for, you know, for older folks. And the people there were getting abused, you know, they were getting threatened by the management and all that. There were issues of mail theft. So these elderly people came to us and say, you know, we want to do something to stop this abuse. You know, they're targeting us because we're elderly people. Mm-hmm. So we became involved, and we had this, like, we targeted the church, and the church finally, we took it to the entire congregation, and almost a lot of people in the building got organized, and it was very inspiring to see really strong fighters, you know, like 70, 60, 80-year-old people, like, you know, being part of this campaign. And as a result of that, a couple of them joined CICAP, and they're, like, some of the strongest fighters that
okay,
I've seen, you know. So
okay, Renee.
It's really inspiring, you know, to see this type of things
okay.
happening.
Renee, sorry, we got to cut you off. We have another caller to get on the air. But thanks.
Okay, just to give my information, if you want to contact CICAP or you have any case, you can call 510-595-5545.
Uh-huh. Okay, one more time.
510-595-5545.
Okay, thanks so much, Renee, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll be there. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Bye.
See you later.
The same game.